This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Autry's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Tuesdays with Maury, An Old Man, a Young Man, and Life's Greatest Lesson is a touching memoir by Mitch Albom that chronicles the author's reunion with his former sociology professor, Maury Schwartz, who's in the final stages of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. This book, a compilation of several visits made by Albom to his dying professor's bedside every Tuesday, explores the profound wisdom and life lessons that Maury imparts. Their weekly discussions cover a wide range of topics, from the importance of love and compassion to the inevitability of death. Albom presents these conversations in a way that is both heartfelt and enlightening, making the book a powerful reflection on how to live a meaningful life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of love and compassion, one of the central themes of Tuesdays with Maury, is the importance of fostering love and compassion in one's life. Maury Schwartz, despite his terminal illness, radiates a warm, loving energy, emphasizing that the way to achieve a fulfilling life is through giving and receiving love. He advises that love goes beyond just feelings. It's shown through actions and the willingness to be there for others in times of need. This book poignantly illustrates how love and compassion are not just abstract concepts, but practical approaches to leading a meaningful life. Maury's perspective encourages readers to prioritize their relationships and to express their love openly and frequently. Secondly, the acceptance of death. Maury Schwartz's teachings also delve into the acceptance of death. In Tuesdays with Maury, Maury speaks frankly about his impending death, demonstrating a remarkable acceptance of his fate. By embracing his mortality, he lives his final days with a sense of peace and purpose, focusing on sharing his wisdom with Mitch Albom and others. This book confronts the societal tendency to view death as a taboo subject, suggesting that acknowledging and accepting death can lead to a richer, more authentic life. This topic challenges readers to confront their own attitudes towards mortality and consider how this acceptance might change the way they live their lives. Thirdly, the rejection of cultural norms. For a happier life, Maury encourages Mitch, and by extension the reader, to reject societal pressures and materialistic values that do not lead to happiness. Through their Tuesday's meetings, Maury conveys that societal norms often distract from what truly matters in life, pushing individuals into a perpetual race for success and material wealth. Tuesdays with Maury enlightens readers about the fulfillment found in simple joys and the importance of nurturing relationships rather than succumbing to the incessant pursuit of societal standards of achievement and success. This significant lesson underlines the book's philosophical stance on how to find true contentment. Fourthly, the value of teaching and learning. Throughout the book, the value of teaching and learning as lifelong processes is a recurring theme. Maury's role as a teacher, even on his deathbed, illustrates the profound impact that education and mentorship can have. Mitch Albom's transformation throughout their sessions is evident as he absorbs Maury's lessons and applies them to his own life. This narrative highlights the importance of open-mindedness, the willingness to learn from others, and the impact a great teacher can have on shaping one's worldview. It champions the idea that personal growth and understanding continue far beyond formal education. Lastly, living with purpose. Tuesdays with Maury ultimately conveys that living a life with purpose is essential. Maury shares with Mitch that understanding what matters most in life, relationships, love, and giving to others, are key components of a meaningful existence. This perspective is a call to action for readers to evaluate their own lives, identify what is truly important, and make conscious choices to live with intention. Maury's wisdom emphasizes that a life focused on material gain or societal success is unfulfilling without a deeper sense of purpose and connection to others. This lesson serves as a cornerstone of the book's message about what it means to live a good life. In conclusion, Tuesdays with Maury is a book that speaks to the heart of what it means to be human. Through the lens of Maury Schwartz's final lessons, readers are encouraged to examine their own lives, values, and relationships. This book is a must-read for anyone at a crossroads, searching for meaning, or seeking to understand the essence of a well-lived life. It's particularly beneficial for individuals grappling with their own mortality or those seeking to prioritize what truly matters in life. Mitch Albom masterfully captures the wisdom, humor, and humility of his beloved professor, making this book not only a tribute to Maury, but also a guide for anyone looking to navigate life's challenges with grace and purpose. The lessons are universal, offering invaluable insights that can benefit everyone, regardless of age or circumstance. If you would like to support Mitch Albom, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.